Fort Wainwright will pay a fine of more than $79,000 to settle a complaint by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency that the Post failed to shut down three facilities that violated the federal Clean Drinking Water Law by 2005 and then failed to properly document the closures until this year. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Fort Wainwright Public Works Director Mike Meeks says the three motor vehicle waste disposal injection wells that prompted the EPA fine are known by a more recognizable name.
Our injection wells, the three that were cited, are actually a septic system.
Meeks says the so-called injection wells were located at the Post Golf Course, Ski Hill, and landfill, all of which had a building in which vehicles were parked.
Each one of those had a small area, concrete slab, inside of a warm building, and in there was a drain. That drain went straight through an oil and water separator and then out to the septic system, and from the septic system to the leach field.
Meeks says Post officials responded to EPA's 1999 regulation by plugging the drain in the golf course maintenance bay, but didn't properly document that, nor follow up with testing to ensure no automotive fluids had leaked into the ground or groundwater. He says Post officials directed staff not to use the drains in the maintenance bays at the Ski Hill and landfill, but did not modify those drain systems, nor did they test at the landfill because they'd already been testing there as part of a separate program to clean up and monitor that facility, which had already been identified as a pollution problem. Meeks says Post officials believed they'd addressed the problems. He now concedes that wasn't enough. Ann Christopher, an environmental scientist with EPA's Region 10 office in Seattle, says the agency didn't get Fort Wainwright's final documents on work done last summer to alter the drain systems and follow-up testing until March. EPA officials say systems such as these that allow toxic substances such as automotive fluids to escape into the environment pose a big risk to groundwater. They also violate the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.